Books on Tape presents The Temptation of the Night Jasmine by Lauren Willig, read by Justine Eyre.
Prologue, January 2004, Selwick Hall, Sussex.
"Not there," said Colin.
"Huh?" I looked up from slinging my bag onto the guest room bed to see my very recent boyfriend hovering in the doorway, looking as sheepish as a strapping, six-foot-tall Englishman can contrive to look.
"That is, unless you'd prefer this room," he said, developing a sudden interest in the floorboards. "I had hoped you might stay, down the hall with me, but if you would rather have your own room..."
"Oh!" If the floor had been less stubbornly corporeal, I would have sunk through it. "Oops! Autopilot," I exclaimed, scooping up my bag with more haste than grace. Having stayed in that room on my last visit to Selwick Hall, BD, before dating, I had automatically retraced my route without giving any consideration to the thought that sleeping arrangements might have changed since then. I grimaced in what I hoped was a suitably penitent fashion. "I didn't mean, well, you know..." It's amazing how many landmines there can be in the first month of a relationship. Goodness only knows we had had more than our fair share of landmines, rocket fusillades, and artillery batteries in the short period in which we had known each other. And I'm not just referring to romantic sparks.
"I was afraid it was my snoring put you off," he said with a slight smile, one of those comments that's clearly meant to be a joke, but doesn't quite make it.
"No, just your habit of stealing all the covers."